This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They're cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's do this, okay? The Niners are going to go to Philly on Sunday. We will worry about that later in the week. We've got work to do to get everybody's head back in the right spot. That's the way we view our job, and the phone lines are open at 888-957-9570. And I would love to know, and Dibs, I think I know you would love to know also. I'd love answers on a day like this of like, okay, what actually frustrated you? What actually, like, let's go micro. What? Because the season is 12-5. It's a great season.
Yeah. But macro is awesome.
What frustrated you about Saturday? And the reason I find answers to that to be super interesting, and we would love to hear from all of you on that, like the specifics of what frustrated you, is I think a lot of us will look at this current 49er team and go, well, they don't have the people. They don't have their people. They don't have the people that are needed to win football games. If you don't have a Trent and a Ricky and a Fred and a Nick, and we're meeting linebackers for the first time in week 18, what's his name, Garrett?
Wallow.
Whatever. When we're just meeting people for the first time.
Who are you?
And it's funny because what we're doing is actually his last name. We're all kind of wallowing.
We're wallowing.
Yes. It's a wallow. It's a wallow Monday. It's not a victory Monday. We're kind of wallowing.
It's wallow. Yeah.
Thank you. Shout out Washington.
Right, and Tatum Bethune, out for the year. There you go.
Yep.
How many Mike linebackers can you have in a year that go out for
Does
the year?
Does Wallow get the green
not
dot?
Five, not six, not seven.
Right?
Maybe. I don't know. Is there somebody named Curtis who will come play? I don't know. So we can all explain it. We get it. But we're mad anyway. So I want to know what it is specifically about Saturday that frustrated you. I haven't met anybody yet who thinks that the 49ers were the better team than Seattle on Saturday night. They were outmanned. And when your lines in football are totally overwhelmed, then you lose. You can't function. So you kind of shared, for me, there's a micro and a macro,
right,
even within
right.
my frustration. The micro is, and I said the same thing on Saturday night that you just said on the crossover. I would have loved to see an offense that moved Brock around more.
Yeah, do something.
Kyle said after the game, Brock was under a lot of pressure, and we figured it was going to be that way. Oh, you did? If you figured it was going to be that way, then why don't you get him out of there?
Right.
That's the question. That's what frustrated me. The macro is more like, why don't you build your lines better? Why can't you build your lines better?
I think they tried. I mean,
did they?
Well, they devoted a lot of early picks on Mykel Williams and C.J. West and Alfred Collins.
The defensive line. What about offensive line?
Well, you set the lines, right. And so you've got Trent Williams, and he might play another year, two, or three, so you're not really going to get a left tackle yet. Now, can they get a better center? Sure. You devoted, a third-round pick on Dominic Pooney?
Yep.
And so that is, to me, an allocation sensation. And, you know, your right tackle's a guy that you invested in a number of years ago. So, thank you. Could you have, kept Banks and kept Jalen Moore? I guess, but you're not going to pay top dollar to guys who are not necessarily your guys. So I get the sentiment about the offensive line. And the defensive line, I think they tried, but they've had injuries. And what frustrated me about Saturday night's game was every time Sam Darnold got the football and he was going to hand it to either Charbonnet or Walker, you knew it was going to be five, not six.
Oh my God.
Not seven.
What was
you have to play it again.
What was the tail of the tape?
Not six, not seven.
I don't even know what the actual.
What was their average yards per carry?
I'm just looking at my play by play.
I'll pull it up.
And it's second and eight, opening drive. Walker gets 9. First and 10, Charbonnet gets 6. First and 10, Walker gets 8.
4.6 as a team, but that includes 6 statistical carries by Sam Darnold for 9 yards.
And also some negative plays. Like there was one in the second half where Diamondre Lenore hit him for a -5. So if you want to look at all the runs that were, you know, either not explosive, but there's a lot of sick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
There's 8s, there's 5s. There's not a lot of zeros and negative ones.
Walker averaged 6.1.
Right.
That's an absurd. He's not that good of a running back.
And I'm looking at the.
He's a very mediocre. He's not bad, but he's a very, to me, he's a middle of the road running back in the NFL.
Third drive, Niners are yet to do anything. They're down 7-0. First and 10 at their own 18. Walker goes for 20. Just a clean 20, if you don't mind. And then, Walker for 1, JSN for 11 on a pass, first down. And then, JSN for 17. Charbonnet, first and 10 at the 37. How about 11? How about 11, Z? You want 11? You got 11. Boom.
Well, even the touchdown run was one guy sets the edge, and Charbonnet okay, and now we're just walking to the end zone untouched for what was that, 27 yards?
So Jair Brown comes up, and he doesn't set the edge. He gets blocked. And then Malik Mustafa comes over later, and, he gets a little half a juke. Touchdown. Untouched.
Yeah, they're just – but
touchdown.
I struggle with all of it because I can look at it and be like, right, they're better. They're better than you. And you've lost a bunch of your players. The Niners have all of the reasons in the world to explain – why they don't play that well. So then to me, it whittles down to certain plays. I get it. I think we had all been conditioned to the idea. The Niners don't have a defense that's going to come out and stuff the opposition. They don't have that. So what we look for to me is more, you have to be opportunistic. If they fumble the ball in front of you, you have to pick it up. If they set up a 3rd and 17, now that this defense can stop.
Every defense.
That you can do. Yep. And they didn't do it. And so those, to me, those are the plays that get frustrating. And then same thing on offense, which actually I didn't see a lot of opportunities missed. I just saw a team that was running for its life the whole time. And we're like, oh, they can't separate on offense. They don't have time to separate. Brock Purdy wasn't bad. He wasn't good. He wasn't anything. No skill. Christian McCaffrey, was he bad? I don't even think he was bad. Like, that play was bad.
Yep.
But outside of that, did you see opportunities where the offense, and you're like, hey, dummy, you're supposed to do that. I didn't even see opportunities. I just saw an offensive line get overwhelmed, and that blows everything up.
And even when you had plays that, I mean, you were able to like connect on or complete.
Yeah.
They came up and they tackled. They didn't miss tackles. And when you had a chance to maybe juke a guy or a stiff arm or, you know, shake and then maybe get an extra 10 or 15. No, you get nothing because Seattle, they came up and they tackled. Their tackling was excellent. So
no doubt.
They made you absolutely earn it. And even that play that we talked about, that drive that ultimately wound up with the CMC bobble and the pick, that was the only drive where it was like, yeah, okay, you know, 20 and 11 and D-Rob for 10 and then JJ for 16. Now you're in the red zone. Okay, we're humming, finally. And then, oh my God, the bobble, the pick, the game.
Here's the sound clip that I would love to zero in on because this got my ear. And I wonder, because I think that football players and coaches and that connection, they're all really tight, right? They're around each other all week. And I think that they can see things and smell things and they know when you're being real with them. And one thing we've always heard the players say about Kyle Shanahan, that's what he does really well, right? He's honest with them. He keeps it straight. Sometimes more honest than they want him to be, but like he keeps it real with them, right? Listen to this quote after the game and tell me what this does to your emotions as a fan. This is Shanahan talking about the Seattle defense.
I mean, it's what we expected. I mean, just with their defense, we expected to do better than we did, but we knew it was a good defense. We knew that in week one. We knew it from watching tape all week. We knew it would be a challenge, and they got us in a number of moments, had a couple opportunities, I thought, that we missed, and you can't miss those versus a team like that.
I feel like there were a bunch of comments from Shanahan after the game where they were like, yeah, we knew we weren't going to have any time. And two things popped into my head. And number one is, well, then why wouldn't you try some different things right out of the gate, number one? But number two, did that opinion filter down to the team? Did everybody take the field that night knowing we're outmanned? Because, I don't know if – did you keep that to yourself all week, Kyle? You know what I mean? Yeah, we knew. We knew we weren't going to have any time.
No, they knew.
We knew – well, then you're in no position to go play well. If you walk out on the field and you're like, boy, they're better than us. You have to fool yourself as a team, don't you?
A little bit, or you have to try and do things that are different. And they did run the one play, which was the toss, and then back to the receiver, and then back to Purdy, and then we're going to throw it to Christian. And Seattle's just standing there like, all right, you guys. Go ahead and throw it around, and then when you eventually decide to throw it to somebody, we're going to be there.
It was hilarious because it worked, and they got like four yards.
Yeah, I think so.
That was great.
Yeah. And I mean, that was the nature of it, where Seattle's like, okay, we can rush you with four and be effective, and that means we'll cover with seven, and go ahead and complete whatever you want to complete. We're going to roll up, and we will tackle you and make you do it again.
Yeah. All right, so we're sponsored by Berea Fast Track, and starting right now and coming up next, we literally want to hear from as many of you as possible all afternoon. Maybe it'll be therapeutic, maybe it won't, but like what specifically frustrated you about that performance on Saturday night? Michael, Yard Doctor, already online. Get online right now, 888-957-9570. You might end the call still ticked off. Maybe you'll get it out and feel better, but I think it'll spark all kinds of conversation about the situation the Niners are in. what specifically frustrated you about Saturday? For me, it was they didn't move Purdy around enough. I would have just loved to see him try. But let's hear from all of you. 888-957-9570. That's the number. We also got the Warriors poll coming up next. The Warriors play tonight. So we'll have that. But let's get to your calls next on Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.